Something to help keep me from getting confused? He looked at me like that might be a tall order. I already gave you something. He indicated the yarn on my wrist. That was for your spells. There's probably still a bunch of smokes left over, too. The runt thought about that. Could be. Give me that. His gaze fell on my amulet as I removed the yarn. Jade. He held my wrist momentarily. I think so. It belonged to Sari's grandmother, Hong Trey. You never met her. She was the old speaker's wife. You've been wearing this all these years and I never noticed? I never wore it, till Sari, until the other night. Sari wore it sometimes, though, when she wanted to dress up. Oh, yes, I recall. He frowned like he was trying to remember something, then shrugged, went off into a shadow, and muttered to the yarn for a while. When he returned, he said, That ought to get you through anybody's confusion spells, except maybe your own. What? You had any of your attacks lately? No, not that I remember. I offered the amendment because I had had them before without being aware of them. Apparently. You had any new ideas about what caused them? Or who you kept running into when you went back to Dejigore? I was escaping from the pain of losing Sari. One Eye laid one of his more intense stares upon me. Just the way he had whenever he helped fish me out of the past. Evidently, he was not convinced. I asked, Is it suddenly important again? It never stopped being important, Merrigan. There just hasn't been time to pursue it. Nor was there now. He said, We just have to let you take charge of yourself, to watch out and do the right thing in a crunch. One Eye being totally serious? That was spooky. Croker had lost interest. He was back at his charts and figures. But he did reiterate, I want to see those books before we hit the road. I can take a hint. Sometimes. I'm on my way, boss. Chapter 93. I stopped in to make sure Smoke was still breathing. I fed him while I was there. Keeping him fed and clean was now my cover for being there should someone like the Radishai ever penetrate One Eye's network of spells, much augmented since I'd begun working with the old wizard. Then I tried to recall the various twists and turns I'd taken the night I found Smoke's library. My memories weren't clear. That had been a time of stress, and a lot had happened since. I did know it was on this same level. I had not gone downstairs or up. And it was in an area apparently undisturbed since Smoke's own last visit. The dust and cobwebs were heavy and untouched. It did not take me long to reach desert territory. It was almost as though the deep interior